The Gemara says in Daf Sanidanam Alf, the Asa Ligdam Das Abriya, so if you look at Daito Shalom Kachamim, so it's before that there's an Issa of Gnevis Das, and it implies by an Akum as well. And Lachar Yesh Lachar in this Din of Gnevis Das, what exactly is the Yisayd Hadin? Is it a Gneva de Gadin? Is it somehow considered like a Maisa Gneva by being Gain of the Das of the Adam, and sometimes Nagia Tamamid as well, that there's an element of Gneva over here? Or maybe it's not an Indian of Gneva at all. We use the Lashon Gneva's Das because you're deceiving him, you're tricking him. But be a side, it's not because you're taking something away from him, but it's a din of the Adam himself, that a person has to be Erlich, has to be honest, and if you do something that could cause someone to think differently than what you're really doing, it's a chesaron on Adam himself, that he's not being emesdik. It's a chesaron in his own midas ha'emes. And it would seem to lechayr be a machlokes rishonim. If you look in the Ritva over here, the Ritva says that the makar of the Issa of Gneivas Das, he says, some say that it's Daraisa, it's learned from the Pasuk of L'Signaivu, L'Sichakashu, it's Mamash Achelik of this, the Lav of L'Signaivu, he says, it's Kailo Gneivas Mamen, and who are then Gneivas Lev, that's the name of Gneivas Das, is Mamash Nichlo, and the Lav of L'Signaivu. And he brings it to Sefton Baba Kama, that Shlesha Ganavim Heim Yodosh Ubekulam Gain of Das Abriyas, it's mamish, sounds like it's mamish inin of Geneva. There's an element of Geneva over here. But from the Rambam, it's mamish analog. And the Rambam in Hilchoteh Esperek Beis Halacha Vav, when he brings the halacha of Geneva's Das, first of all, the fact that he brings in Hilchoteh, that itself tells you that it's a deus dikadin, not a Geneva dikadin lechaira. And the Lashon is, he says, also l'adam mahanig asam b'divri chalakus u'pitu yivlo tia achas b'peh v'achas b'lev v'latoichu kabara v'inish b'lev v'adabash b'peh v'asa ligam da'asa b'yas v'filo da'asa agag. So the way he introduces the lav is that it's a inyan of not being echad b'peh echad b'lev, not to be a person who's a shakim, but to be honest, it sounds like it's a din in the adam al tzmidas emes, but not that there's a ma'ase ganeiv over here b'chla. And I think Rabbi Yonah is also mashu like that in Shari Tshuva, that it's not a ganeiv din, but it's a din in the al tzmidas emes in Shari Tshuva in Shari Gemel Kuf Pei Dal, and he says like this, that Amr Chazal, Asi Ligam Da'as Abiyas, V'hina Echad Ezech Chomer Eitzel Chach Meisol Yosem Yigazel, Yan uvian ki svas sheker ashma rabba mischayav no gider emes ki misaydei hanefesh. So he says that it's even more chomer than gazel, and it's not a gazel dikadin, it's an emes dikadin, an emes of misaydei hanefesh, and therefore it could even go beyond the issa of gazel itself. So it sounds like both from the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah that's not a gneva dikadin, it's an emes dikadin, it's a din amidas emes mashen gelfi d'ritva. Sounds like it's a din. There's some element of gneva over here, and it's not a nichol on the lav of lasing naivu.